Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident Hempo Sapien, Vivian McPeak, will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
Welcome to the Hemp Present Resistance, the weekly radio podcast where you can fill your knowledge void of cannabinoids and get your PhD in THC and CBD, because you don't just want to burn it, you want to learn it. Seeking to defeat the alternative facts of prohibition one interview at a time and advocating for the plant, the whole plant, and nothing but the plant. Join me for a weekly reefer radio rebellion against prohibition as I speak with some of the principal risk takers, movers and shakers, and history makers of the cannabis industry, culture, and reform movement. I am your host, Vivian McPeak. I am the executive director of the world's largest annual cannabis policy reform event, the Seattle Hemp Fest, speaking flower to power for 28 years and found at hempfest.org. I'm also the author of the book Protestival, a 20-year retrospective of Seattle Hemp Fest from AHA Publishing, also found at hempfest.org. Today's guest on Hemp Present is Maryland student and activist Jake Burdett, charged with wiretapping after live streaming a meeting at Maryland Representative Harris's office. Jake Burdett is a 21-year-old progressive activist from Howard County, Maryland, as well as a political science student at Salisbury University. In 2018, at 20 years old, Burdett was elected to the Democratic Central Committee of Wacomico County, making him the youngest member. Burdett is also co-president of the Salisbury University College Democrats and plans to go to law school after graduating in 2020. On October 2nd of 2018, Jake attended a pro-marijuana legalization protest held by a group called Maryland Marijuana Justice that was aimed at Republican Maryland Representative Andy Harris. Harris has a history of being openly hostile to cannabis legalization. Jake live-streamed the protest on social media as one of Representative Harris's constituents. Harris's office responded by charging Jake Burdett with 2 felony charges under Maryland's Wiretapping and Electronic Surveillance Act. Those charges bring a maximum potential of 10 years in jail and $20,000 in fines. Jake was charged with 1 wiretapping count for the recording and 1 for distribution, since it was a Facebook live stream post. Maryland is one of only 12 two-party consent states, meaning it is illegal to record someone without their permission. But we have permission to record Jake Burdett, who has been gracious enough to join me right now to tell you his side of the story. Welcome, Jake, to Cannabis Radio.
Thank you for having me on, Vivian.
It's our pleasure, let me tell you. So let's start off with me asking you, why did it feel it was important to live stream the meeting? And what did you think when you found out that you're being charged with 2 felonies?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I guess I want to clarify that this was not just some run-of-the-mill meeting. No, this was a planned protest slash demonstration at Andy Harris's constituent office in Salisbury, which is publicly funded by taxpayer money. So it's a public space with taxpayer-funded officials of public representatives. So I figured all of this stuff should be in the public domain, especially considering we're talking about an issue of the utmost importance to his constituents, and that is the issue of the legalization of marijuana. So I figured, you know, we're in a public space with public officials about issues of public importance. Why can't we record this? Why don't people have the right to know this? I was in the office during the protest. They have security cameras in there recording me. As taxpayers, we fund their salaries. Why can they record us, but we can't record them? So that's why we felt the need to live stream the demonstration. And of course, I didn't know about Maryland's two-party consent law when I made that live stream. So when I found out about the existence of that law, that Maryland is one of those 12 states, I deleted the live stream. And then, you know, no harm was really done, but still received a call a few days later that Andy Harris was deciding to press felony charges against me anyways, despite the fact that the live stream was quickly deleted. So at 20 years old, that was incredibly scary that I could potentially be facing 10 years in prison. So I was freaking out and extremely scared.
How did you initially get the story out? What kind of national media did you get, and what kind of community support did you receive?
Yeah, so initially when I found out I was being investigated by the police shortly after it happened in early October, I was just scared. Me and my lawyer didn't think it was going to go anywhere. So it took a little while before it actually went to the press. It actually wasn't. Once it was about a month or two later, we found out that the state was going to decide to move forward with prosecuting me. And then they offered me a probation before judgment deal in about late January, which I agreed to in mid-February. And once I signed that probation deal, the state prosecutor's office sent out a press release to, I guess, their national press list. So that went to the Washington Post, the Associated Press. And I was expecting the story might get some press just because it is a First Amendment question involving a U.S. congressperson and a constituent. So that's newsworthy, in my opinion, but I didn't expect it to get picked up by those national outlets like the Washington Post and really become sort of a national news story that a lot of people picked up and ran with, especially outlets in the marijuana community. And of course, those are the groups that sort of had my back the most, was pro-legalization groups and just progressive groups in general. I was very fortunate throughout this stressful situation to have the vocal support of the local Indivisible chapter on the Lower Eastern Shore where this happened. They're called Indivisible Worcester. And on the day of my court appearance on March 22nd, they actually threw a big rally in support of me and in opposition to Andy Harris. So there are many op-eds written in defense of me calling out Andy Harris. So I definitely won in the court of public opinion and when it comes to the media. So that made the process a lot easier.
Hashtag backfire. So Harris had been previously targeted by cannabis legalization protesters. In 2014, he worked to block full legalization in the District of Columbia. What are Representative Harris's justifications for defending cannabis prohibition? Has he been clear at all on why he's so opposed to legalization?
Yeah, so I'm glad you bring up that he's long been a target of the marijuana activist community. Yeah, Andy Harris, the reason he was a target of this protest is he's one of the most vehemently anti-legalization people in Congress. He's actually the person who is responsible for in D.C., even though marijuana is legal recreationally, you can't buy it directly in stores because of a provision that Andy Harris insisted was added to water down the bill. So now you have to go through some loophole where you buy a different item and then they give you a quote unquote free gift of some marijuana. So that's because of Andy Harris. And yeah, you would think Andy Harris is actually a medical professional. He's an anesthesiologist. So you'd think a doctor of all people would be able to recognize all the medicinal benefits of marijuana. I have had a chance to ask him and his staff about why he opposed it. And he says it's because there hasn't been enough testing. But a big reason why we're not able to do more testing, which we have done some testing to see the effects, but the reason we can't do more is because it is illegal and because it's a Schedule I drug. It makes it much harder to study the potential effects of it. So that's the excuse that he uses, but I tend to think it might be more because if you look at his campaign contributions,
pharmaceuticals.
Yes. In 2018 alone, took over $40,000 from big pharma PAC money. So I think that's probably the real explanation.
That's usually behind all of this stuff. You ended up accepting a probation before judgment plea deal in March of this year, meaning that you have not been convicted of anything, but you have to complete 3 years of probation, do 100 hours of community service while paying a fine of $50 per month until your sentence is completed. We got about 2 minutes to the first break. Why did you take the plea deal, and do you think that your sentence is fair?
I took the plea deal back in February, and honestly, if I could redo it today, I probably would not have taken the plea deal. But the reason I took it at the time is because I was young. I had never been in legal trouble before. I had never been in the criminal justice system before. So it was just very overwhelming experience, the fact that I was facing potentially 10 years in jail. I realized firsthand how rigged the justice system is, because even if you're moderately confident that you can beat a case, if they just throw a hefty enough penalty at you, it's just not worth the risk. And any rational person is going to say, okay, I'm not going to take the gamble and risk 10 years in jail when I could just accept a 3-year probation deal. And that would be the more safe option, which is still not a good option because everybody can slip up every once in a while, and I don't want that to happen to me. So I took it because I felt like my back was against the wall. I didn't have much of an option, and I felt trapped. And if I knew today what I knew then, I probably would not do that again. But what's done is done. I've accepted it. I gave in to the fear at the time.
My guest is Jake Burdett, and you do not strike me as someone who is afraid, but I totally understand, man, when they're throwing 10 years at you. I mean, that's what it's designed to do. My guest is Jake Burdett, and we're going to roach it for a minute, take that first pause for the cause, because there's flaws and laws, which we always call the first break, and come back with more questions for Jake.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo. Register for an early bird discount now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back on Cannabis Radio with Jake Burdett. Jake, you've said that you feel that citizens and constituents should be allowed to record conversations with paid staffers of public officials in tax taxpayer-funded space. You kind of touched on that already. But why do you think that we should have that right?
I think if we want to call ourselves a democracy, we have to actually live by that name. And I think one of the basic tenets of any functioning democracy is basic transparency in government. These people are supposed to be our elected officials that represent us and make decisions in our name, supposedly in our best interest. So if we pay their salaries, if we're funding them, they're representing us. I think that we should have a right to know what they're doing in our name with our money. Are these people actually representing us? And there's just too much lack of transparency in government right now. And so many decisions get made not in the interest of the people they're supposed to represent, but based off of conversations that are happening behind closed doors and smoke-filled back rooms with lobbyists from, you know, different special interests industries that are donating to their campaigns, and they're cutting these backroom deals. We don't know what's being said. They're supposed to be representing us. We're supposed to know, but they know that what they're doing is wrong, and that's why they try to keep this out of the public light. That's why they want to crack down on people like me who actually try to hold them accountable.
Jake, we've seen efforts lately coming almost exclusively from Republicans, by the way, to criminalize and silence protest. And we've seen that with protesting, animal rights protesters at processing facilities and farms growing livestock. We've seen it with the pipeline protests. Do you think that Representative Harris was making an example of you to scare away other protesters and maybe prevent the public from being informed?
Yeah, and unfortunately, this is not Harris's first instance of displaying authoritarian behavior, and this is not even his first instance of doing it towards me. I think part of the reason why he cracked down so hard on me is because he's long been a target of unhappy constituents and progressive groups, and he's always been afraid to be held accountable and confronted with his lack of representation. For example, when he conducts town halls, he stopped doing this because he got so much backlash, but for a really long time, for years, he did it this way. He would vet the questions and just choose softball questions and not actually answer tough questions that people were asking. And then if people would speak up during the town hall and disagree, he would just sick the security on them and throw them out like an authoritarian dictator in a third world country that he would normally criticize. So, that's how they get away with their abuses, is they try to make an example out of you. They try to punish one person so that everybody else is afraid to step out of line. And we can't let that work. We can't give in to those fear tactics. We have to stand up and say, you know, what you're doing is wrong, and that's how change usually happens.
Jake, you've said publicly, you said that publicity that this incident has generated has been both a gift and a curse for you. It's raised your personal profile, but it's also caused you some problems personally and politically. What kind of problems has this attention caused you?
Yeah, so good question. Oftentimes, institutions and people in power tend to have each other's back. So even though what was happening to me was clearly an overreach of authority by Andy Harris, to the average person's point of view, powerful institutions like, you know, you mentioned I'm a student at Salisbury University on the Eastern Shore, where Andy Harris's district is. And despite this protest happening not at the university, just in the downtown city of Salisbury, the fact that when it made the news, I was reported as a Salisbury University student, the university didn't like that. And they made me go through a disciplinary hearing to see if consequences needed to be taken against me, because it was technically against their student code of conduct to violate a state law, which is what I was being convicted or charged with. So I did have to go through a hearing, possibly could have gotten kicked out of my school, possibly could have gotten suspended. Luckily, I successfully defended myself, making the argument that what I did, since it wasn't on campus, didn't put anybody on the campus university at harm. But Also, with my Democratic Central Committee position, you can be removed upon conviction of a felony, which I was not convicted, so I wasn't removed, but it still did cause quite a few problems, both in my personal life with school and, you know, my political life with my elected position.
I'm sure it was very stressful for you, something that you just really didn't think that you were getting into initially. So now, in the wake of all of this, do you intend to stand back from activism for a while after this experience, or are you all fired up and just getting started?
Yeah, so my immediate gut reaction was kind of like, okay, yeah, I need to take a step back because I am on probation for 3 years, and any small slip up would violate that probation. I could possibly go to jail for 5 years. So I was thinking, it's not worth the risk. Let me just take a back seat. But then after a couple of days of reflection, I realized that's sort of exactly the reaction that Andy Harris and the prosecutor's office, that's the reaction that they want. They, like we were saying earlier, they want to make an example out of me. They want to kill my spirit, make me too scared to do anything, which in turn makes other activists lose hope and scared to do things. So I realized, like, if I give in to that, and if I stop organizing and stop protesting, then I'm really just letting them win and giving them what they want and making it harder for others to fight for change and put the necessary pressure that we need to get that change. So I quickly got out of that mindset and realized, like, no, I actually need to double down now. So I've gone to several direct actions since then, and maybe I don't always play the central lead role. I'm still always there, you know, in support, doing what I can.
What can you tell us about Maryland Marijuana Justice? Are you active in the group? That was the group that I think was producing the protest that you initially went to?
Yeah, Maryland Marijuana Justice, MDMJ for short. They're the ones that planned the rally at Annie Harris's office. They were headquartered in Salisbury. They recently moved to Annapolis. But they're actually the sister group of another group called DCMJ, DC Marijuana Justice, started by a guy named Adam Eidinger. And Adam and DCMJ were extremely influential in getting marijuana legalized for recreational use in DC, and that's why they've sort of had this long-running vendetta against Andy Harris for watering down their legislation. So they were super supportive of me throughout this process, of course. Great organization. Check out both MDMJ and DCMJ. They're both active, doing really great work in pushing legalization in DC and in Maryland.
Yeah, Adam Eidinger is a friend of mine. He's a really great great activist. I have massive respect for him. In fact, I'd love to get him on the show.
One last thing. Sorry. It was kind of funny. That protest in Salisbury happened at 4:20 p.m. that day. And we also scheduled one in coordination with DCMJ at noon that same day at Andy Harris's DC office, while ours was at his constituent office in Salisbury. And at the DC office, Chris Furnish, the leader of MDMJ, actually smoked a joint outside of Harris's office and got arrested in a direct action there, but got in much less trouble than I did because, of course, it's legal in DC. But that also made like national news as well.
We got about 30 seconds of the next break. Did you hear anything from Facebook about this involved the live stream controversy?
Yes, they actually, Andy Harris's office went and got a search warrant from Facebook to go through all of my personal messages, go through all of my account things to, check for incriminating evidence against me. And of course, I was not informed of this until after it had already been conducted. But yeah, 118 pages worth of digging into my information.
Well, what an honor. My guest is Jake Burdette, student and marijuana activist extraordinaire. We're going to take another pause for the cause and hear a word from our sponsors and advertisers. Come back with our final questions for Jake Burdette.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose.
We're coming right back.
Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo. Register for an early bird discount now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Register before May 1st for an early bird discount of 50% off now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. Join us for the 2019 U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo August 3rd and 4th in Miami. Register now at usccexpo.com.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back once again with Jake Burdette with our final segment. So, Jake, you know, I've read that issues that you feel that are important to you include ending the drug war and legalizing cannabis, which is obvious. But you also are passionate about Medicare for all, free college, ending U.S. imperialism. I kind of sound like Bernie Sanders here for a minute saying all that stuff, who I personally support very strongly. But my question is, do you think that all of these causes could in any way be interrelated?
Yeah, I think all of those causes are very related. If you trace back all of those issues, they all are somehow connected to the pursuit of profit at the expense of the good of society as a whole. And that can be traced back to the unregulated capitalistic system that we live in. I mean, if we take this one by one and really dissect it, the drug war and legalizing cannabis, the reason that cannabis is illegal despite evidence telling us there's absolutely nothing wrong with it is because the pharmaceutical industry profits billions of dollars off of it being illegal. So they pay our politicians to keep it that way so that they can continue to profit. Same thing with Medicare for All, with the for-profit health insurance industry. Same thing with U.S. imperialism, with extracting resources and oil and wealth from other countries, and the military-industrial complex profiting off of weaponry, and, you know, back to the drug war with the military-industrial complex profiting off of locking people up. So it's all about, you know, I'm also a big Bernie Sanders fan, whether you want to call it social democracy or democratic socialism. I think it's clear we need to move much in a more humanistic left direction, more like the Scandinavian countries, and provide these basic rights to people, even if it might not be as profitable for everybody, because profit is not the most important thing. We need just basic humanity.
Yeah, well, we can certainly profit in more ways than money. We can profit with justice, equality, and freedom. Jake Burdette, just more power to you, man. You are a kindred spirit, my brother. Thank you so much for being on Hemp Present. Thank you for speaking your truth to power so eloquently. You take care and you stay strong, and I think there's big things in your future, bro. Now, I want to get to a weekly feature for Hemp Present on CannabisRealtor.com. That is the quote of the week, and here it is, and I quote, "I think of a hero as someone who understands the degree of responsibility that comes with freedom." And that is the immortal words of Bob Dylan. That includes this installment of Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. I want to thank Brasco, my man in the control room, and all the Cannabis Radio sponsors and advertisers. Join me next week for some more reefer repartee and cannabis confabulation with some special hempo sapien on a journey to justice. as we silence the violence, increase the peace, and promote unity in the cannabis community with impunity. Because when it comes to prohibition, you have the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice. Find your voice and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. Until then, my friends, stay strong, stand tall, toke it easy. Please, somebody, don't forget to email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. I keep checking my email, and every once in a while, I get something from somebody in another country, but I hardly hear from anybody in America. The Hemp Present theme song, Take Back the Plant, is performed by Stickerbush, sung by a much younger version of myself. Turn up the music, maestro, because I'm out.
Marijuana, THC, sweet sativa.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.